Today, these fishermen on Mozambique's northern coast have come to shore with good catches. But this doesn't mean they'll be eating better. In fact, this community suffers from high rates of malnutrition. They also have high rates of HIV infection, and AIDS is the main cause of death in adults and young people across the country. Poor eating habits make it hard for people to fight this disease. 21-year-old Alima Arthur is the daughter of one of these fishermen. A few years ago, she started suffering from an unknown illness.
I was very sad and desperate. My life was only about crying and thinking I'm going to die.
But then Alima met Alete Anabel from a project called Chapani. With support from IFAD, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, and the Belgian Fund for Food Security, staff from Chapani have been working with this fishing community to combat the dual threats of HIV and malnutrition. Arlette suggested Alima get tested for HIV, and when her results were positive, she encouraged her to form a trio with people she trusted to give her support. Now Alima's father and aunt help her to stay optimistic and healthy, and this includes eating better. In fact, teaching people to eat well is an important part of Arlette's work.
I taught them how to enrich the food so as not to lower her hemoglobin level. Now they are eating other things, like vegetables, and not just fish.
In fact, the project runs cooking demonstrations throughout the area, and they are not just for people with HIV. Today's demonstration features the locally grown plant moringa. Until staff from Chapani started sharing new recipes, moringa's highly nutritious properties were unknown here, and it wasn't eaten. Now it has become a popular addition to local cuisine. Maria Machambe has been attending these demonstrations regularly, and she says the new variety in her family's diet has made a big difference.
Now we see much less disease, and the kids are not sick so often.
To keep her family healthy, Maria has also joined more than 6,000 other families who are learning how to create their own gardens and grow their own food. And this new knowledge is spreading fast throughout the community, with locally trained volunteers now leading the process.
They share the ideas with their neighbors and everyone gets excited. For us, that is key. Once communities own the process and they don't need an external person to tell them how to cook food, how to prepare it, they do it within themselves.
In fact, this has been so successful that over the next 3 years, IFAD plans to expand this nutrition education across the entire country. Meanwhile, Alima is playing a key role in spreading the word about healthy living. She has joined a group of volunteers who use songs to inform people about how to prevent HIV and how to eat and live well with the disease. And she says she is walking proof of the difference healthy living can make.
Someone could look at me and never imagine that I have this kind of problem. I'm fine, did you hear me? I'm really fine.
And with more than 10% of Mozambique's adult population infected with HIV, this message has never been more pertinent. Joanne Leverton, United Nations.